Now, time for the business news. The US President Barack Obama is meeting with congressional leaders in a bid to prevent the country from going over the so-called fiscal cliff. Republicans and Democrats have just 4 days to reach an agreement in a bid to prevent massive tax rises and spending cuts. The country's House of Representatives will reconvene at an urgent session on Sunday night. Analysts say there's little chance the parties will resolve their differences ahead of the new year. Businessman John Singleton has announced he's bought a stake in Fairfax Media and formed an alliance with another shareholder, mining magnate Gina Rinehart. Mr. Singleton has issued a statement about the purchase through a company called Gutenberg Investments. Mr. Singleton says he's a longtime friend of Ms. Rinehart and they will consult with each other on key matters affecting Fairfax. There are reports his stake in Fairfax is less than 1%. Shares in the bailed-out Spanish bank Bankia SA have taken another hammering on the country's stock market. Bankia shares traded down more than 30% at one stage overnight. The shares have plummeted since news emerged that Bankia has a debt of around $5 billion. Bankia is in line for a $23 billion bailout. When the markets in Europe closed a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was down. So was the DAX and Euro. In the US, trading comes to a close shortly and the Dow Jones is down, so is the S&P 500. The Australian dollar is worth 103 US cents this morning. It'll also buy you 64 British pence and $1.26 New Zealand.